Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with Captain Jim Shannon, Major Program Manager for Future Combat Systems Open Architecture in the U.S. Navy. Also joining us in our conversation is Bob Reeve, partner in IBM's DoD practice. Captain, what is the Navy's current budget, and how much do you expect the Navy to save through open architecture?
Navy's budget, what's appropriated, and really any one of your listeners could get this information off the internet, I'm sure, is about $30 billion per year. That's in the fiscal year 2006 National Defense Authorization Act, and I think in 2007 it's going to be roughly the same amount. There's no single dollar amount in savings to the Navy that will be able to directly attribute to the implementation of open architecture. In fact, when you talk about open architecture and return on investment, sometimes people are overly sensitive. They're looking for cost savings to move money around and spend it on other things, but there's other ways to measure return on investment that open architecture can help. And we've already talked about one of them, which is interoperability. Certainly greater interoperability is a return on investment. Cost avoidance is a return on investment. There's different ways to measure it, and one of my challenge is to come up with those metrics, which we're trying to develop now.
Are you beginning to see, in fact, some of these benefits as you deploy this program? And if not, what are some of the key accomplishments and specific efforts of the OA approach?
There's pockets of goodness throughout the Navy in open architecture, and I don't want to come off sounding like I'm the first one to be really leading the way in open architecture. There's been program managers before me who already – understood the benefits of it and have proceeded down a path to make open architecture work for them. I already talked about the program ARCI, or ARCI, the Acoustic Rapid COTS Insertion Program. It's already there. They're leading the path, and actually they've evolved that into the Virginia-class submarine combat system processes. So we're seeing that happen. We're seeing great return on investment in those areas. And other programs are coming along the way. The Advanced Hawkeye program, the E-2 Delta, that's its designation. They've made some tremendous strides in mission computer development using the tenets of open architecture. And I would say in most things involving the anti-submarine warfare communities of interest, they tend to be blazing the trail there because of what they learned from ARCI. And that is now crossing into the surface ship Navy because of sharing of information, being more open, and making our overall performance and synergy in undersea warfare across any kind of platform because of this openness and improve. So I'm seeing that. As far as key accomplishments go, I kind of just hit on a couple, but we've recently come out with a program manager's guide. In fact, it's on a website. But through this program manager's guide, which we just released, we had our legal and contract community help us develop this guidelines so that everybody has an equal understanding of what kind of things the Navy's looking for in terms of open architecture. From that and from all the efforts that led to that program manager's guide, we've seen improved coordination with and across domains to better align programs and develop their domain-specific open architecture roadmaps. For example, the C4I domain is synchronizing requirements with resources and mapping programs to joint capability areas to better support open architecture. The air and surface domains are undertaking similar efforts. We are really working to build an enterprise view of open architecture. So we're learning as we go, and like I said, today there's many pockets of goodness. What we need is an enterprise view, and we're still not there yet.
Navy and Marine Corps ships, planes, ground vehicles, and the accompanying combat systems last a long time. You mentioned the ARCI program. Is this the approach about how you integrate those platforms that are already in service as opposed to just working on the new systems in the future?
Yeah, that technology insertion is really one of the fruits of our labor. We have to figure out a way to not just focus on new development, but also the legacy systems that we have. And I actually don't like the word legacy. It implies old and used. Many of our ships and platforms are going to be around for many years. And we have to make sure that we have the tactical edge with these systems. We have to make sure that our sailors are on ships that are safe and can perform whatever the threat may be. So we are trying to determine where are the opportunities to open up these systems. In the surface Navy, we're looking at the Aegis computing plant. We're focusing first on just breaking apart the hardware from the legacy applications. I mentioned that earlier. And we're finding success in that. But we're maybe not moving as fast as we would like to. And we have to, as we understand the technical openness and we are learning more about the business openness, we're moving out even faster. We're at a time now where we have to step on the accelerator in this process and really take advantage of the opportunities. There's great challenges in budgeting. The whole nation is feeling these challenges. And the Navy owes it to the nation to figure out the best and most efficient way to invest in our ships and airplanes and submarines.
How does the Navy then evaluate which programs can cost effectively be migrated over to open systems? You know, which programs are these that you're working on today?
Super question. One of the ways we are addressing that is we came up with something called the OA, Open Architecture Assessment Model. This model was agreed upon throughout the Navy in the winter of 2005. And to make this model easier and user-friendly for program managers, we came up with a tool, the Open Architecture Assessment Tool, which helps baseline any discussion in terms of openness. So every program in the Navy has to run through this tool. And from this tool, you get a sense of how open you are on both the business and technical side. Any of our listeners will be able to have access to this tool through our website. And I'll even say the website right now, just it's acc.dau.mil/OA. And that anybody could get into that website and you can look at this tool and it walks you through it. It's user-friendly and it gives you a sense of the questions that we're asking. From that, and a program manager then has to make a business case if he or she finds out that, hey, I'm not as open as I thought I was, or I may be less relevant if I don't open up more. They have to make a business case to move forward, and that's the traditional way that program managers compete among themselves on where should the investment be. But in open architecture, as you open up and share information, the idea is to do your system engineering and make your trades in a more global manner, to be able to make them so that everyone understands why this trade is better than that trade. Instead of fighting each other to get the resources you need, making the best decision based on sharing of information and good collaboration, making the right investment decision. And that's going to be a great benefit in the change in the business model that the Navy should see.
Captain Shannon, we've talked a lot about the technical aspects of OA. We've even touched upon some of the business aspects. However, I would imagine that it takes a significant amount of organizational and cultural change through an organization like the Navy and Marine Corps to really bring this to life. What are you doing to help change behavior within the Navy? And I don't mean you specifically.
Yeah. Well, it's very hard. Cultural change is always difficult. You see it your whole life. You see it as you grow up. You see it and you see how some people are left behind just because they won't make a change. We're working through a variety of outreach programs. Coming here today and talking to you is one way. Going to conferences is another way. Putting out the program manager's guide. We have also developed a continuous learning module that Defense Acquisition University has helped us develop that all of our workforce could get actual 2 hours of credit because we have to constantly do training, and they could do that at home on a web-based tool. We have worked with the Naval Postgraduate School, and one of their system engineering curriculums has adopted a lot of the things that we are advocating and actually getting some of our young officers to understand open architecture and how they can apply it. So you have to start at a young level. You have to get your current workforce to change, and you have to go out and talk and help people understand what you're doing. It's not easy. But education, training, and a lot of outreach to our industry partners is important. And hearing good news and good stories from industry partners who have been successful by opening up their systems. And, you know, that's always fun when I can sit in a room with a specific company who says, I don't understand how I could do it. And I can say, hey, Company X, you need to talk to Company Y because they did it. And if they could do it, why can't you do it? And there's no one way to skin this cat. It's just a matter of trust. It's a matter of understanding that we have to get a little greater balance between intellectual property and intellectual capital.
It's interesting you bring that up because based on what you've told us so far, it sounds like it's not just the Navy personnel that need to change, but really the entire defense industry that develops and builds these security systems as well. What has been the reaction so far of industry as you move down this path?
I think industry to answer that question, it depends on which industry member you're talking about. All of them are listening. Some are more cautious. Some are very excited. Small business today is very excited at the opportunity to get in to system designs or system work that they before felt that they were not allowed to get into. We are working this together. We're trying to understand the challenges that industry is facing, but they're listening to us and they're trying to answer our needs.
As you mentioned earlier, it's certainly a partnership, right?
It is definitely a partnership. We can't be successful without industry being successful. That's important, and everybody understands that in the Navy. You know, we don't want to see businesses suffer. We don't want to see companies suffer. But this is also a national problem. It's bigger than any individual company. It's bigger than the Navy. We have to change the way we do that for us to remain the edge that this nation is used to.
What does the future hold for Navy systems? We will ask Captain Jim Shannon, Major Program Manager for Future Combat Systems Open Architecture in the U.S. Navy, to discuss this with us when the conversation about management continues on the Business of Government Hour.